obtain additional copies, receive a free catalog of AA and Al-Anon talks, or to find out about our tape and CD of the month club, call Encore Audio Archives at 1-800-878-1308 or visit our website at www.12steptapes.com.
Hi, my name is Calorie. I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. Really, a difficult thing for it's too much for me. It's too much for me by myself to handle, and so that's where I look to my spirituality to help me through this. And I picture it as like my higher wisdom walking beside me, carrying a big bowl, and they have my pain, they have my loss, they have my suffering, my abandonment, my fears. They're carrying all that heartache for me. I can go dip into it anytime I'm like having a bad day. They're happy to let me hold it for a while, but I can't hold it on myself. It's too much for me. So I let them, and we just walk together. And it feels really good to have found a solution of where, how to look at this. Consequently, being raised by alcoholics, I did not ever learn how to take care of myself. And so in Al-Anon, I began applying the tools of the program, and I learned the process of becoming a mature, responsible individual. And, you know, all the stuff that's in the promises, I feel them. Sometimes when those promises are read, like in a more quieter meeting that's not so boisterous, it can really get to me sometimes of like, wow, that's some good stuff there. And my secrets no longer bind me in shame because we have a method of releasing them and getting out of that shame trap. Last month I celebrated a big anniversary in Al-Anon. So it's caused me to ponder some shit lately. And I've been thinking about stuff I've been hearing in the rooms. You know how I hear this a lot? My picker's broken. You know, it means like my chooser, the thing that chooses, you know, your lover, your roommate, job, that sort of thing. And I was thinking, I don't think my picker's broken. I think it's doing exactly what it's been programmed to do by my childhood. It picks people who say one thing but do another. And it does it amazingly well. And what's cool about that is it's the same roller coaster ride as an adult that I had when I was a kid. I mean, emotional, dramatic roller coaster ride, not the fun kind. You know, like when you hear every weekend, you mean we're not going to the zoo again this weekend? What it does is it builds in me this need to have constancy and to have something to sink my roots into, because being raised with that kind of chaoticness is difficult. So it's just like a true Al-Anon. I'm doggedly loyal, even when it's undeserved. So I would like be in relationships whether she wanted to be or not, you know? It's like sad. So through the program, I have figured out some things and for myself, and have gotten a lot of peace and serenity around that. Anyways, I think my picker just needs to be recalibrated. I got to point it towards loving people and see what happens. Another thing I hear a lot is, why is not a spiritual question? And I think, well, you know, it is, except that there's not very good answers, right? You know, why does she drink? Why don't they love me? Why are they treating me badly? Why did this happen to me? And I meditate on that. I don't get anything. I'm like, what the? So then I ask this question, what? Okay, she drinks. What can I do about it? She's doing that thing that bugs me. What can I do about it? What's my next right action? What should I do to take care of myself? And some good answers come. And I'm not talking about what should I do in 5 years, because that's a little too, I think, too big of a timeline from a higher power, but just asking, what is the next right action? And then listening for it in my meditations, I can get what it's saying. Sometimes it says, do nothing. You know what? That's the hardest thing to do, because I got a lot of good ideas, especially for how other people should live. If anybody needs any, I got extra. You know, the other thing that I hear in meetings is go towards the warmth. You know, we heard that, when was that? Like Nomad meeting in the Castro, maybe 10 or 12 years ago, I don't know. And so I've been pondering that. I'm like, okay, wait, what's warmth? You know, I have to ask myself, what's warmth? Hello, because remember the childhood thing? Yeah, I gravitate towards the chaotic. So first I got to know what warmth feels like. That seems like a silly question, but not to me. Because sometimes I get confused. Well, okay, that's my lover, so therefore naturally it should be warm, right? That's my parent. They should be warm. That's my daughter. But not necessarily. It's because, you know, some of us have alcoholic parents and they don't have the capacity to give us the warmth that we're looking for. So it means that I need to reassess on a frequent basis, how do I feel about this? How do I feel about this person? Here's a better question I ask myself. How do I feel about myself when I'm with them? And that is good because, you know, some surprising things come out of that. And I'm like, whoa, shit. That's my whatever. That's my mother. That's my daughter. I don't feel good about it. Wow. So now I get to make a choice about my behavior or how I see it or what I should do. And I can find the answer in meditation about it. And that just kind of leads into boundaries. You know, everybody, we're definitely known as the program to set boundaries. You don't have any boundaries. You should go to Al-Anon. I'm like, what? Why? Where do we have them? Where are they? Are they here? Well, we do, and we look at them and everything, but I think it's funny when, you know, I thought boundaries was, okay, that's just where, you know, I set it, and then that's all I got to do. There it is. But no, somebody could just walk right over it and get up in. I said no. See, remember I said that? Yeah, I see it, but I want you to say yes. Yeah, but I said no over there, so see that? And that. So basically boundaries are, for me, okay, it's even under that. What do I want and what do I need? Well, okay, first of all, that's another whole topic, because to figure out, to be from an alcoholic background and figure out what do I want and what I need is a tall order. I happen to hang around with people who do that naturally, and it is alien. I'm like, damn, just say it like that. I'm like, wow, that is awesome. I got to go to the bathroom so I can figure out what I want and what I need. So that's where boundaries come from, is I figure out, okay, what I want. Yeah, I'm going to say no to that. So basically boundaries for me are being okay with somebody else not liking what I just said. That's hard, especially when it's a girlfriend or a family member or somebody who's asking me for help. Because, hey, you know, I get confused as to, you know, in what is doing service? That's different. That's like, well, it's giving back to the program which gave me my life, so that's a little bit different. But saying yes to people when I really mean no is a problem for me, and I need to address it. It's being okay with somebody being mad at me or hurt or pouting or trying to manipulate to change me. And it's just like letting them have their feelings and not try to change that, but staying with what do I need. And, you know, the thing that I've learned is in this program is how to speak. Like, so, and then what to say comes later, but how to speak is, we have these little sayings. It's like Dr. Seuss or Sesame Street or something. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean. I'm like, don't say it mean. Are you kidding me? No, that's too hard. Because if I say it mean, that means that's a big boundary, and don't even try to step over that. But they do anyway. What's the thing? Oh, yeah, that hula hoop thing. You know how they go, put a hula hoop over your body. You know, the hula hoop, that round plastic thing. Put it over your body, and then what's outside of that hula hoop is none of your business. You know, well, okay, that's good. But then, you know, when you get in a relationship, there's my hula hoop, her hula hoop, and sort of like our hula hoop of what do we create when me and her are together. You know, and I get confused when I put that as a priority, that the middle hula hoop is my priority, or better yet, her hula hoop is my priority. I don't think, hey, I can fix that for you, and just in case you're wondering. But anyway, so the thing that helps me is to put my recovery first, you know, to put that above all else. Because when I put my recovery first, that means that I'm asking for help from a spiritual source to help me make decisions and to help me figure out what to do. And I'm a better lover that way. But if I focus on her stuff all the time, I'm just cranky and really unpleasant to be around, so I've heard. Have to take their word for it. No, actually, I know for a fact. So, because, you know, I know when I'm being not right within myself. I know when I'm saying yes when I really mean no, because I feel it right here. That doesn't mean it always stops me from doing it. It just means I know I'm doing it. And so it's, it's about like ranking in my life what's important. Like to put recovery first, things just seem to work out. And then I like to have a job too, and I like to have a place to live. Just makes me a little bit more sane lover. And person, and community activist, and program person. And then after that, I can sort out, like, okay, do I have the willingness and skills to be relating to people, or do I need to develop those? And if I do, can I be in it in an ethical way and stand in dignity and be in a relationship, or am I just keep repeating patterns and doing routines that don't work anymore? So, so how do we get recovery? You know, how do we get on the path? And basically, we're all doing it one day at a time. The days can add up, however. And I love the one, you know, the slogans, let go and let God, one day at a time, live and let live. I like the Al-Anon ones, just for today. You know, if I think, oh, God, I got to do that again. No, you just have to do it just for today, just for today. And the other one I like is keep an open mind, because if I keep an open mind, that means I'm not always right, and it means I might not always know what to do, and I might not have the best answer. That's really, that's leading me to be more humble, and that's one of the foundations of being in the program, is realizing that, yeah, I can get into other people's business and think I know everything, but I'm not being spiritually based when I do that. So I'm either like a host to my higher wisdom, or I'm a hostage to my ego, and I can really see the difference in my decisions. You know, we come in here and a lot of times we have a lot of problems, and everybody says that thing, well, it's just an attitude of gratitude. You know, those sing-songy things, you know, when you hear them, I'm like, oh, God, you got to be kidding me. It's like second grade or something. But then when I'm like, you know, dying in the middle of the night from obsession, I remember them. I'm like, oh, that's why they're like that, little sing-songy things, because it goes in and it sticks. But the change of attitude can really help me with my perspective of whatever is happening to me, whatever problem I'm enduring, whatever screwed up relationship I'm in or not in. Not too many these days. It's a good thing. Or situation, screwed up situation, got a lot of those. So changing my attitude about my problem, that just changing it to starting with gratitude of just, okay, well, let's see. You're alive? Yeah, okay, let's start there. I'm alive. And I have, you know, I have enough to eat. I have, you know, things like that, just getting down to the very basic level. I mean, you know, just think, you know, not all of us make it. You know, you look around Al-Anon, some of your favorite meetings, think back 2 years ago. Remember who was there and how they're not there now? Where are they? Well, they're out, whatever. But, you know, this works for some people. It doesn't work for everyone. It kind of fits my budget. You don't have to pay is the thing. To regular meetings. Anyways, so, you know, and what are we doing at these conferences? What's the point of this? It's just about being, well, celebrating our recovery and being together and...
To obtain additional copies, receive a free catalog of AA and Al-Anon talks, or to find out about our tape and CD of the month club, call Encore Audio Archives at 1-800-878-1308 or visit our website at www.12steptapes.com.
I mean, wow, you can go to like, what is it, like 4 Al-Anon meetings an hour? That means you have to choose. Do you know how hard that is for an Al-Anon person to chew? Should it be codependency or dysfunctional relationships? I don't know what to do. That's an Al-Anon joke. Yeah, you know, really. So serious, the odds are against us for being here, for being as old as we are, for being as accomplished as we are, for having as much time in the program as we are. We shouldn't really be here. You know, we should be, say, in a mental institution or in jail or dead. I mean, this disease kills, not just alcohol, not just food and gambling your life away, but obsession, codependency kills. This stuff is lethal. And the good news is there's a plan of how to stay out of it being lethal. And, you know, it's available, it's called the Worldwide Family of Al-Anon, or however that goes, because it is. I mean, it's amazing. People go, yeah, I went to Spain, I went to an Al-Anon meeting. Really? That's pretty cool when you think about it, you know? We're everywhere. And, you know, you don't have to pay, so what the heck, you know? It just really, is that somebody calling you too?
No,
oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. My hope was that you would all be texting, but I guess you're not doing it. Yeah. So, you know, see, the thing is, we suffer terrible loss, whether it was our childhood or just things that happened to us as adults. And, you know, turns out we sit here and in the program, we start to realize that we matter, you know, that we're worth it and that we have something to give. And it's weird, but man, I mean, that's part of the promises of Al-Anon, but it's really true. And that we have a great capacity for joy, fulfillment, and wonder. It also sense. I love the whole thing. I'm glad we read it. I'll probably read it later on because it just is very inspiring. So anyways, you know, at this conference, it's okay to feel your feelings and cry if you want to. Someday I'm going to do that. But anyway, and later on we're going to dance and stuff. It's really a kind of a big sober party. And I just really thank my lucky stars that I found a path to serenity. And here in the program, I found a spiritual home. It's given me a life worth living. So if you're new here or just in major pain, you know, no matter what your problems are, we've had them too. And we can tell you about hope and happiness and dignity and living with a peaceful mind. And I thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Calorie. So I have in my hot little hand the sign-up sheet for Living Sober Al-Anon Committee for 2013. So if you were not inspired by Calorie's talk, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. So I'm going to pass it around. And I just have to say, this is the, now I'm sure John might not agree because he went to a general planning meeting once a month, which I did not do, but I went to a meeting once a month. That was what it involved. And then I listened to the speaker tapes, which was fantastic. I listened to 12 speaker tapes, you know, while I did my exercises in my living room and then made notes. So it is really like the least amount of effort for the greatest amount of return. So I really encourage you, if you have any little brain or bandwidth at all, to do some service at Living Sober in the Al-Anon Committee. And so now, oh, and I guess it's time for our chip meeting. But I don't see the chips. Are they? Oh, here they are. Oh. So Jim and Joe are going to be our chip divas. And so what we do here is we celebrate lengths of recovery. So I'm going to give that. I had to split them up because, you know, they're in two boxes. Ooh, well, I have a lot of lengths of recovery apparently up here. Okay, so do we have any people who are in their very first Al-Anon meeting who would like a newcomer chip or would like to just stand up and get acknowledged? All right. Oh, and a hug. Oh, yeah, chip and a hug. Oh. Or a chip and two hugs. Yay. And then I think we have, is there anybody with 30 days of recovery who would like to get a chip? 30 days? 60 days? 90 days? Mm. 6 months. All right. One year. Two years. Yeah. 3 years.
Yay. Five years. Six years. Seven years. 8 years. 9 years. 10 years. 10 years. This was the speaker to the opening meeting. In case you missed it, you can get her tape at the commemoratives, or at the tapes, at tape station. 11. Oh. Joe. 12. 12. I wanted to get a hug from the diva with the earrings. Oh, here. One from the diva with the necklaces. 13. 14. 15. 15. Past Al-Anon committee members now leaving the stage. What was that, 16? More Al-Anon committee members. 17, 18, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
Yes.
Ooh. 24. Twenty-six. 27. 28. 29. 30.31. 32. 33. 34. 35. So anyone with 35 years or more. All right, let's give a big hand to everybody who's here today. Do we have any announcements before we close? All right, let's close with the Serenity Prayer. We'll circle up and with the closing reading. Thank you. I forgot. We'll hear the closing followed by the Serenity Prayer.
Hi, I'm Dan, grateful member of Al-Anon. In closing, I would like to say that the opinions expressed here were strictly those of the person who gave them. Take what you liked and leave the rest. The things you heard were spoken in confidence and should be treated as confidential. Keep them within the walls of this room and the confines of your mind. A few special words to those of you who haven't been with us long. Whatever your problems, there are those among us who have had them too. If you try to keep an open mind, you will find help. You will come to realize that there is no situation too difficult to be bettered and no unhappiness too great to be lessened. We aren't perfect. The welcome we give you may not show the warmth we have in our hearts for you. After a while, you'll discover that though you may not like all of us, you'll love us in a very special way, the same way we already love you. Talk to each other, reason things out with someone else, but let there be no gossip or criticism of one another. Instead, let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you one day at a time. Will all who care to join me in the closing prayer?
Courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. He now and now.
hope you've enjoyed this recording. To obtain additional copies, receive a free catalog of AA and Al-Anon talks, or to find out about our tape and CD of the month club, call Encore Audio Archives at 1-800-878-1308 or visit our website at www.12steptapes.com.